The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good to see you gathered here towards the end of the spring
break for our students and some of you that went south for some warm weather. Good to be gathered here today, though, to really be encouraged and uplifted by what God has for us. I want to welcome those of you who are here in the sanctuary. I'm also assuming we've got more people actually out in the parking lot in the last few weeks, so I want to welcome those that are out there today. You can hear us on 103.5, and then those two that are tuning in with us online as well. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. One thing that I just love about Christianity in general and Jesus is that, and I think we all appreciate this, is that Jesus doesn't just teach, right? He models what he teaches. That's so beautiful. Because does it really work to just tell someone to do something? Does that work? I don't know. Does it work to tell your child, you know, go to bed on time? No, a good parent not only teaches it, but models it. Does it work to say, hey, you know, stop eating ice cream at 10 p.m. at night? Well, that's okay, but it's also helpful to model it when you share that information. It's really true, especially when we talk about forgiveness. The scriptures, you could pick all sorts of parts in the New Testament, these little letters called the epistles, in which there's encouragement to forgive. We know that. It's taught very clearly, forgive one another. But my friends, the beautiful thing about the Bible is that it models it. We're going to see two just awesome examples of how forgiveness is modeled. First, in the story of Joseph from Genesis chapter 42, a beautiful time of reconciliation. And then secondly, from a very famous passage from Luke chapter 15, the story of the prodigal son, where we see forgiveness is given to the son that was lost. Pray that that's an encouragement to you to receive forgiveness, to share it with others, and seek reconciliation in relationship. Some announcements to share. We got a lot coming up here at Peace. Next Saturday, we have a cleanup opportunity for the outside and also the inside portion of the church. That cleanup is going to begin at 9 a.m. Really good news to report. If you walk around the church, there aren't that many weeds. So in past years, we'd spend a lot of time weeding and then putting in the bark. This year, it'll take a half hour to knock out the weeds in the beds out here, but we need help, especially with spreading that bark. The rumor is that Jan Lane thinks highly of our ability to do this. She has 15 yards of bark planned to come. Did I get that number right, Jan? Yeah, 15 yards. She thinks really highly of your muscles, everyone. So next Saturday, April 2nd. Also, next Sunday, we have some important things coming as well. You'll remember that this is the beginning of our choir practices. That starts at 8:30 a.m. right in church. It may be here in the sanctuary or in the fellowship hall, either place. And then at 9 o'clock, we have a service of prayer and renewal here in the sanctuary. An opportunity to pray, to receive affirmation from the elders and pastor, to be encouraged in your walk with the Lord and just walk in general in life. It's good to receive that. Then finally, I will just note that we do have a couple more midweek Lent opportunities to worship. This Wednesday, I'm not sure the date on that, but this Wednesday is an opportunity that's 6:30 p.m. And then the next Wednesday, too, is also 6:30 p.m. We've had more and more people come to our Wednesday night services through the season of Lent. Usually it kind of goes down this year. It's kind of increasing. This is hold an evening prayer. And so that's the order of worship. And we're also discussing the Lord's Prayer as well, which has just been fantastic to be encouraged with those words that Jesus teaches. Then finally, believe it or not, Easter's right around the corner. Mark it on your calendars. April 10th is Palm Sunday. We have worship here at 11 o'clock on Palm Sunday. Monday, Thursday worship at 7 p.m. That's April 14th. Good Friday worship, April 15th to 7 p.m. And then Easter worship is at 10 a.m. with an Easter egg hunt to follow at 11:15. So just pay attention to that. We are so much looking forward to gathering to celebrate what Jesus has done for us in his life, death, and resurrection. I think that does it for our announcements here this morning. Are there any other items to share with the Peace family before we begin? All right, one other note, too, about our worship. Our sermon hymn is going to be after the sermon, so that's really important. And we're very thankful to have people lead us in music today. We have Karen Stanley. Thank you for playing. And then also Karen Motlock. She's our lead singer. So they'll lead us in that sermon song. One other note is that we have a guest preacher today. So I just want to note that after the service is over, let me know what you think of him. Just, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10. But you'll see who that guest preacher will be.